Live from a duck blind just off Dead Man's Island in the Mississippi River, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your hosts, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, inventor, and philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the longtime legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who can ride like the wind, Richard J. Ringhausen. And once again, welcoming back a special guest, well-known song and dance man, jack of all trades and self-taught alligator wrestling, a man who drinks beer through a straw, Gregory J. Johnson. And are you ready for it? Marksman, sculptor, daredevil, the 7-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who could easily tear you limb from limb. The youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Well, well, well.
Big crowd out here on the radio.
I was telling you before the break here that Easter was a few weeks ago, you remember, and we still got some Easter candy left over.
Mm-hmm.
When Sue was getting ready for our Easter thing on Easter Sunday, she went to one of the cheap stores, you know, the dollar stores, mm-hmm. whatever they're called, and got some decorations. But she also grabbed some Easter candy there because I had mentioned how much I enjoy chocolate-covered marshmallow rabbits. So she sees a bag of them. And sitting there getting ready to eat chocolate-covered marshmallow rabbits, and you look at the wording on it, it says chocolatey covered, but not chocolate. Producto de Peru. And you just have to wonder what they are coated with.
It's probably some of the best chocolate on the planet. You know, chocolate originated in that part of the world. Like the Mayans, Aztecs, the Incas.
Yeah.
They were the purveyors of chocolate. Chocolate didn't, you know, you hear Swiss chocolate, Dubai chocolate, you know, all these, you know, other countries that claim to be the
chocolatiers.
It all started in Mexico, man.
I don't doubt that chocolate beans came from South America someplace, but it doesn't necessarily mean they knew what to do with them.
They were using it. Montezuma had a hot chocolate every morning.
You know this, do you?
I read it.
On the internet, so it must be true.
I read it. In the Conquest of Mexico by William Prescott. Directly translated from the notes of Cortez.
I don't know how Cortez would know that.
Idiot. He conquered them! He killed them all!
And drank their chocolate milk!
He made up stories about them.
Drank their chocolate milk.
I drink your chocolate! I drink it up!
So I got a list. I got a topic.
I'm dying to use that.
Please, tell me what it is.
Reddit, you know, is like an internet thing, right? Where you can discuss with other idiots whatever you want. And they did.
Kind of like this.
They did a survey. They did a survey of the most redneck things people have done and put together a list of 50 of them in no particular order. And in looking at this, there are some things on here that just make you go, wow, okay, that is it. Like, ate Spam and eggs out of a Frisbee because they ran out of paper plates. not, you know, you're sitting in your camper where you live, right?
I think that just Spam and eggs, probably you're on the road to redneck anyway.
But because...
Was this Brad's submission?
Not that you're out.
Could
of...
Could have been.
Not that there aren't any clean...
That's Dr. Ferd to you.
Not that there aren't any clean dishes, right? That they're all piled up in the sink. But there aren't any paper plates available, so he's going to eat his breakfast out of a Frisbee.
And while I'm not a Spam fan, I could see myself using A frisbee
teacher. Well, it makes sense. Right. Stuff's not going to fall off easily.
Yeah, it's got a rim.
Got a rim on it. Yeah. I'm assuming they're using the convex side, not the convex side.
The concave.
That would be interesting.
Side.
Concave.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be interesting to use the convex side, though. I'll tell you, the one that really jumps out at me is number 8. And it says, shot at a woodpecker in my underwear.
And how he I've got never in my had, underwear, I'll never know.
I'll never.
You cheated him out of that joke, Rick.
I've never had a woodpecker in my underwear. And you ruined
you,
it for
you cheated
me.
Him.
I'm done.
That was a Groucho Marx line from like the 30s. Wasn't it? I shot a lion in my pajamas.
I got in my pajamas.
I'll never know.
See, see,
I don't want to hear about a woodpecker in your underwear. let's see. Oh, there's one I liked. A guy who made lemonade with a washing machine. He's just going to make a lot of it. So he made a few adjustments to an old washing machine that said that that he found out of his neighbor's yard. Let it fill up with water and mix in a whole bunch of lemonade drink mix and then let the machine do the mixing and have sweet summer lemonade coming out of the drainage hose.
That might be the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my
life.
That's
pretty gross. I mean, there's a lot of residual materials, chemicals, soap.
There's a lot of things in that.
Bad choice.
There's a lot of things in that story that lead you to.
There's one that I don't think is that crazy. Super glued a wound shut. I mean, you know, that, what was that stuff that was on the market for a while? New Skin. Remember New Skin?
Yeah.
It was like super glue that you put on a cut.
Yeah, I think.
And, you know, once you got past the initial burn.
You skipped over the part that it was from a backyard wrestling accident, though.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, it doesn't matter what the accident was. They just put that in to make it sound more redneckish. But.
Well, you talked that thing about the dishwasher in the front yard, you know, that they're using for that. When I was in my politicking days, you know, both in Jersey and Calhoun, because let me tell you something, the hills of one are the same as the hills of the other. There are places exactly like this that you go to knock on the door, and there are the old washing machines in the front yard.
I don't think it's that hard to find a residence with a derelict washing machine in the yard these days.
In the front yard.
I think there's quite a few towns like that.
All over America.
With the lack of a local scrapyard, that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Yeah. Okay, here's one that said...
or not. Maybe they just like it.
they said, I went to a wedding where the open bar was a keg of Busch Light, and there were plastic tubs of ice of Boone's Farm. Silverware was all plastic, and the bride and groom were step-siblings.
One step further would have been, we're dressed in camouflage.
I like the capper on that, though. Right, used to be step siblings.
Wow.
Okay, Greg, how many weddings have you gone to where there was a camouflage theme?
Two, I think. Yeah.
Was one of them yours?
No. Oh.
Well, you're wearing a camo hat as we're sitting here.
You're hilarious. Here's one: drank beer and cigarette ashes. And yeah, I think we've probably all done that, but I'm going to take that one step further.
What's it say the guy did?
Drank beer with cigarette ashes.
Huh. Yeah, that happens a lot.
It does happen. But my cousin Josh and my brother Matt went to a Blues game, and my brother Matt was a dipper at the time, and he left his dip can in the car, and when they got out of the hockey game, cousin Josh was very thirsty, and he reached down and grabbed that can and chugged it, and my brother Matt almost walked home from St. Louis.
Wow. I like the line on the that says...
That's disturbing.
That's pretty bad, yeah.
Drank beer and cigarette ashes, but the comment after it is, I drank it all anyway because I didn't want to waste my beer.
Oh, that's nasty.
That makes sense. I was looking at this one. It says, threw rocks at black bears. Of course, we don't have black bears around here, but to replace that, we would throw rocks at hornet's nest. You ever throw rocks at a hornet's nest?
No, I like
apples. We were throwing apples at a hornet's nest, not rocks.
Listen to this one. swatted at pumpkins with a shovel. We invented a game called Shovel Ball, where we pitched pumpkin to a guy and they hit it with a shovel. We later added more rules and then used a basketball.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, even now I'm thinking, yeah, I'd kind of like to see what it's like to have someone throw a pumpkin at me and smash it with a shovel.
We never did that, but we did shoot...
That's hard on the elbows.
Shoot pumpkins with a potato cannon. That was fun.
You mean shot them out of a potato cannon?
We shot a potato out of the potato cannon at the pumpkin. Not nearly as good as shooting a watermelon.
I would imagine.
This one, I don't see how this one made the list. I sit in my garage during thunderstorms and drink beer. I'm also barbecuing, of course. I'd say there's a lot of that.
That's pretty common, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. And had a John Deere-themed wedding. That's not too far off of your camel wedding. I brought two goats home in the back seat of my Mustang. I'm pretty sure remember when we took that goat to Hardin and we had a goat?
No, but I thought you were going to tell a story about putting the sheep in a Volkswagen.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and tell that one. That was actually a pretty interesting story.
Okay, so, we were out at the orchard, and a guy that was working for us at the time.
Steve. We'll call him Steve.
We'll call him Steve. Steve had a Volkswagen, and he was wanting to put, a wooden bumper on the front, and he had this bracket and wanted me to weld it on there because we had a welder at the farm. We said, yeah. And it sat there for the longest time because, I don't know, I just never got around to weld it on. And one day, we'd been picking peaches, and at lunch break, I don't know how it came up with it, but he was talking about the Volkswagen. And so we grabbed
me and Alan.
Out at the farm, we had sheep at the time, and we caught a sheep and stuffed it in the Volkswagen. And
I mean, well, you think about that part all by itself. What possessed us to decide, you know what would be really funny?
Put a sheep in the Volkswagen.
Put a sheep in the Volkswagen. When he comes out, there'll be a sheep in it.
Yeah, so we go to get Steve.
And it was a big sheep.
Oh, it was a full-size sheep.
It took both of us to drag it in there, shove it in, and then slam the door behind it.
Yeah, and it didn't want to go.
And then we had...
So then we go get Steve, and like,
Steve, we got something for you to see.
This is going to be fine. We need to talk about your Volkswagen. I think I'm going to weld that bumper on there tomorrow. So why don't we take a look at it? All right. Yeah, it's about time. So the three of us come walking around the machine shed where the Volkswagen's sitting outside. And just as we round the corner, we see the sheep butting its head through the windshield and climb out onto the hood of the car. This is what you wanted me to see?
It was inside that car just flipping out,
No, it was going crazy.
And smash, just as we walked around the corner, it smashes the windshield out and stands on the hood of a Volkswagen. Kind of looking at you.
and
the guy's like, this is what... Because from his point of view, hey, come out, we want to show you something. Walk around the corner, and the sheep smashes his car and climbs out. We're like, didn't expect that.
But I guess in its effort to, before its last-ditch effort by crashing through the windshield, it had gone berserk inside the car.
Oh, yeah.
Relieved itself.
Yeah.
And just, it stunk, and it was all tore up.
Are you using an alias because Steve is still angry to this day?
Steve Galbraith is probably still angry about that to this day.
Okay, all right.
Now I've got to bleep his name.
Well, I don't care.
And we paid to put a new windshield in the Volkswagen.
We
did. That's only sporting
of you.
We
made good. Yeah, we made good on it.
What about the urine?
Well,
we don't know how clean it was before that.
Who's to say he hadn't cleaned it in himself?
You knew for sure the window was intact, but windshield was intact before that.
Yeah, we could have argued that case. Well, it was cracked.
Okay, here's one I thought was interesting. Went tubing behind a four-wheeler after a big rain using an old kiddie pool as the tube.
That's... Right, not that.
That's
unusual.
Pedestrian, isn't
it? Yeah, that's been done.
I'm not talking about on water. I mean, that they drug it behind the truck.
Well, I think what they're saying is the yard was saturated and you know, from a heavy rain, and this thing was just slipping right along, and it was probably loads of fun.
It probably was.
She hit a tree or something like that. You know, it's no different than hooking an old car hood behind a truck and pulling it through the snow.
I remember and that, too.
It's all fun and games till somebody gets hurt.
And then it's hilarious. Yeah. Drove my riding lawnmower to the town bar.
I think that happens a lot.
I think that happens a lot, too.
You can still get a DUI for that, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I've prosecuted a couple of those.
I figured.
In town, we had a guy that...
That was not during your Jersey County time, was it?
Yeah. I picked one up, or prosecuted one who got on a golf cart over at Westlake in Jersey.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
And was driving home.
I just figured lawnmower would be Calhoun.
Oh, well, maybe it was there.
Oh, just a guess.
Yeah, but now it's all side by side. Everybody rides side by side.
Yeah.
Right. And they drive them to the bars.
Well,
now you're driving down the highway.
In Hardin, you can drive your side by side.
As long as it's not on state highway.
I'm saying I've seen them on state highways a lot.
I understand that.
Is it illegal to ram a side by side that's on state highway?
I believe so. You want to try that, do you? I've retired my license. I can't defend you. Put a new TV on top of a broken old TV.
Who hasn't done that?
I've never done that.
Okay. Oh. Let me take that a step further. You remember the old console TVs?
Yeah.
They were like a piece of furniture. I mean, they were huge. And they had the speakers built in on either side. And had a high-polished finish on them and stuff like that. So our parents had one of those, and they loved it. And then finally the tube went out on it. So Dad took the guts out and put another TV, set it inside the piece of furniture. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
I mean, that makes sense. But I mean, I know people whose consoles went out.
But it was pretty obvious that it didn't belong there.
Sure.
Okay.
But I mean, it's nice, like you said, it's a piece of furniture.
Yeah, it was.
So you just, you take that flower basket off the top and you put the new TV on it. Right. What else are you going to do? Put it on the floor?
Those things weighed 200-300 pounds.
But like our brother has like four TVs, I'm assuming at least one of them doesn't work.
He's got a TV that doesn't work?
I just assume you put another one next to it. You know, kids today.
Okay, wait. Say it with more emphasis, Rick.
Kids today.
No, I'm thinking more like, kids today don't know. No,
kids today don't know what they're missing.
Okay, go ahead.
Kids today have never had the fun of breaking a TV tube.
What do you mean they don't have the... Oh, you mean because it's all flat screen?
All flat screens.
Yeah.
Like when you were, like you'd go out to a ditch where people would throw stuff away and there's a TV in there.
Like the Pearl Dump.
Yeah, whatever. What do you call that?
The Pearl Dump. Oh. You shoot old TVs and rats.
Where was the Pearl Dump?
Out on the back roads of Pearl, you can't throw anything there anymore.
You're not supposed to.
They shut that down. That's illegal.
But you've heard the legend.
No, it wasn't quite as illegal when I was a teenager.
But I mean, you busted TV tubes.
Oh yeah,
and they really
and they let out that dust that momentarily you think, could that kill me?
If you huffed it, maybe.
That I should not be down there breathing that silver dust that popped out like that. You know, there was a big dump like that just outside of Batchtown, too.
Really?
Yeah. Because we got some big grant when I was there to clean it up. Because you weren't allowed to just cover it with dirt. They literally had to haul all the white stuff out of there.
Oh, yikes.
So it took some doing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, really was.
What else we got?
I don't know.
Used a PA speaker as a truck horn. That didn't sound that crazy, though.
Nah.
You know, the fact that some of these things don't sound crazy to you should be like a warning signal to you.
Tailgated in a Lowe's parking lot.
Yeah, just set up. I like that one, too. I saw that one. We just set up, in the parking lot. I don't know what your entertainment was, but a lot of people who go tailgate at like college football games aren't going into the game.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, what's the difference between not going into a football game and just not going into the Lowe's, setting up barbecuing? I think I read that one, too. It said, the guy said, cops never came. I'd do it again, 10 out of 10. Had a great time.
John Deere tractor-themed wedding.
Yeah, we said that one, heard that one.
He wasn't listening to you, Rick.
No, I don't ever listen to him. Sheen, water moccasins with 22?
That seems kind of normal, doesn't it?
Made a pocket out of duct tape in a pair of sweatpants because I needed somewhere to put my iPod.
I like that one.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a hillbilly.
But you got to double fold that so the iPod doesn't stick to the inside.
You could do that.
Tape,
I mean,
you know?
Understand. You take your duct tape and you put a piece on the back side of it, but you leave enough sticky part out, you can stick it around.
You were taking take duct tape and fold it in half and make a belt out of it?
No, yeah, you've done that.
I've done that before.
Huh. Drove a vehicle using a milk crate as the seat.
I've never done it, but I've seen it.
Really?
Yeah.
I believe it. Milk crate. Right, we had that old piece of junk pickup truck, and Larry Klunk and I drove over to Hardin, Illinois, because the river was up. We wanted to see how high the river. You know how you drive around.
Oh, yeah, you got to see.
You got to see how high the river is at different points. And our truck was just absolutely, the floorboard was just covered with junk and cans, you know, beer cans and what have you. And so we're driving along. I'm driving. Larry's on the passenger side. And we get about to, we're heading towards the Calhoun High School. And it's a kind of a low spot in the highway, one of the first places to flood.
Yep.
And we're driving, as we're driving along, you know, we're driving through some deep water now, and you can kind of feel the truck getting just a slight bit buoyant. And Larry opens the door to look out and see how
high it is. See how high it is, right.
See how high it is on the truck.
And it was high on the truck.
It was high enough to come into the truck. And I'm, you know, like lifting my feet up, what are you doing? He said, open your door. And so I opened my door. It just flushed everything out. The only thing left on the floorboard was a log chain. It's the only thing that didn't float out.
Nice, clean. Clean as that truck's
nice.
Service.
Yeah. You get home dead. Hey, truck looks good, boys.
Here's one. Get drunk and drop appliances off the roof. You gotta think about, that sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it?
Well, that's, you know, like smashing an old TV. It's be kind of fun.
Yeah, but
except I'd want to do it in somebody else's yard.
Somebody else's roof. Can you imagine the damage that a refrigerator would do as you got it drug up there?
Oh, you'd have to hoist it up like with a block and tackle. But I was thinking off of like a grain elevator, grain bin.
Yeah, I don't remember ever throwing stuff off a grain bin.
Just because you didn't think of doing it.
Didn't think about it until just now.
Should have thought about it.
You're thinking about doing it now, aren't you?
A little bit. It wasn't, you know, throwing stuff off of a roof, but I can remember this was years ago, and our mutual friend and leader of our band, Larry Klunk.
Of Larry and the Klunks.
Who liked to drink beer, right?
Yeah, he was good at it.
He was good at it, but he would kind of reach this plateau to where he would do things that you couldn't talk him out of it anymore. You know, like he was out of control, basically. And he and I had gone to a party, and this is in our younger days, and we walk into this house, and first thing Larry does is goes to the refrigerator. You know, I don't even know if he knew the people. Goes to the refrigerator, see if there's anything, and he pulls out a stick of small bologna. Remember you could buy
a stick
of small bologna?
Oh, yeah.
And he just starts eating it like a beef jerky, uh-huh. Right? And he's walking to the kitchen, he turns around, and he opens up this cabinet that was full of dishes, and he just reaches his arm to the back of the cabinet and raked every dish out onto the floor and turns around to me and said, I've always wanted to do that. I think we should go now.
It's time to go.
You're insane.
You know, you see in movies, like where some high school kid's at a party and everything, the next day everything's
the house getting destroyed, like 16 candles?
Yeah, and you're going, it can't really happen.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, yes, it can.
It's real.
You just got to have the right folks.
Right.
I think you guys hung out with the right folks.
Here's one I thought was interesting. Shooting used oil filters across the highway with a giant snowblower.
Woo. Can you do that?
Got you thinking, don't it?
Snowblower.
Yeah.
And what were they shooting? Oil filters?
Oil filters.
Oh. Never heard about that.
Look at Alan. He's like,
yeah, we shouldn't be giving him too many ideas here.
Oh, wait. Let me do it. Kids, don't do any of this at home. Don't try any of these tricks.
Oh, yeah,
there
should have been a disclaimer. Yes.
They just got it.
This is murder a rattlesnake and then ate it, but that's illegal, right?
It is.
You can't kill a rattlesnake.
Let's back up a little bit.
Texas is not illegal.
In Texas, you can go out and kill every diamondback rattlesnake you want, eat every one of them.
Really? But now, timber's here.
In Illinois, with a timber rattlesnake, they are a threatened and endangered species, and you cannot kill them and eat them.
And we've never done
legally.
That.
Never.
Right.
Schwan, I deep fried a Hot Pocket covered with pancake batter.
Never done that. But we have had these deep frying adventures out at the
market.
Uncle Dan's. And one of the things, and we were deep frying everything, Snicker bars, Oreos, you know, the whole works, right? And then finally, he had some hard-boiled eggs. Yeah. And we took the hard-boiled egg, wrapped it in, you know, cooked bacon, but still flexible, pinned it together, dipped it in batter, deep fried it, and took it out. And it was like eating a bacon and egg sandwich. It was fabulous. It was one of the best deep fried things I've had.
That sounds really good.
It is.
Really it really good. Does. You know, you weren't here, Johnson, when back in the day when we decided to...
Instead of calling me stupid, you're like, that sounds really good.
Well, it's gone fat.
We made bacon burgers at the Jerseyville radio station when we were doing this on the radio.
Instead of bacon.
I went to, what was it?
Hanson's Packing.
Bought a few pounds of bacon and had them grind it like hamburger. And we made hamburger patties of bacon. They were just as white as snow because they're just fat full of grease. You know, we fried them in a little fry daddy.
Electric skillet. Yeah.
Right there in the radio station.
I was on the radio show a couple times. You never cooked me food.
Bacon burgers. Grease. Oh, my God. You can't believe how much grease came out of it.
The radio station smelled like bacon for 2 weeks.
And, you know, then we got some hamburger buns, you know, and we fried them up. And they were the most delicious things you've ever eaten in your entire life.
They were so delicious, it was sinful.
Oh, my God. You know, and there was enough what?
Why don't they sell those?
Because they're like coronary heart disease.
So, kids, don't do this at
right.
home.
Yeah, because yeah, yeah. It's,
oh, my God, those fried bacon burgers. Even now I'm sitting there thinking, we should do that again.
We should just deep fry. We should have made a patty or even a ball of it, dipped it in batter, and deep fried it some more.
Good. Oh, God. They were...
Let me tell you what was horrible. Yeah, because we were trying everything. You know, we were deep frying. You know, slices of potato, slices of apple. You know, the hard boiled egg. We did. You know, Snicker bars. We were doing everything. Something is absolutely horrible. It turns out, we took a Vienna sausage and dipped it in batter and then deep fried it, and then took a bite out of that. But it like liquefied it and turned it into this just putrid glob of crap. It was terrible. That was the worst thing we ever deep fried in our lives.
You know, this sure sounds like hillbilly stuff, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, at least I stayed on subject. Wow. Just take a tip right there. You got time for one more, Rick.
Okay, we still got time for another one.
One more.
Yeah, let's see.
Okay, no, you don't.
Okay, we... The gas pedal on this guy's truck wasn't working, so he got some weed whacker string from his weed whacker and run a line from the throttle in the engine to the inside the cab so that he could control it with a piece of string while he drove to town.
Okay, that's doable, I guess.
I blew a fan belt one time. Dad took an old pair of shoes out of my trunk and made a fan belt out of a shoelace.
Really?
And got me to the next town.
Just to enough to get you to where you're going. Yeah, yep. I mean, you know, the standard items
That's the same guy that broke off a spark plug in my block right the day before I went to vacation.
Yeah, you asked the wrong guy to do that, probably.
Right, go ahead.
The standard equipment for redneck restoration is baling wire and duct tape. But a more modern thing that's been added to that toolbox are zip ties.
Oh, zip ties are handy. Zip ties, things.
And they come in so many different sizes.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
And you can hook them end to end.
Oh, absolutely. You can make a chain out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
It's a wonderful thing. Anyway, I think we need to stop here.
Is it that time?
It is.
Okay. Yeah! This is Rick Gator.
Crocodile.
And Alligator.
This year's been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Dan's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it ain't. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. Your dog's coughing. Give him a cannoli. No portion of this year's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that bit of legal fun in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator and Crocodile. This year has been a Ringhausen Brother Alligator Wrestling Network production. Something. Except no substitutes. Because there ain't any.